So, big problem with this post. The title of it includes a word that I can't say. I mean, I can physically say it. I just can't say it without sounding ridiculous. It's the American spelling of the word arse. So A-S-S. Because written down, I think that that spelling looks better than the English one, A-R-S-E. So that's what we went with. However spoken, it's causing all sorts of problems. So, said title is Block 53. Envy their AS or pity their AS. Envy their arse or pity their arse. Yeah, you see the dilemma, right? Either way, it's a post about jealousy, so let's crack on. No pun intended. You get jealous, I get jealous. We all get a bit jealous every now and then. And without any stats or data to back this up, ever the credible site this, I imagine that we've seen a pretty significant increase in that particular emotion over the last 20 years or so. I mean, it literally takes about 4 seconds on Instagram to be reminded of the millions of people who are younger, fitter, funnier, richer, cleverer, happier, cooler, more popular, and generally much better at life than us. We're constantly being hit with a barrage of handpicked, crafted, and unrepresentative of people's actual lives, highlight reels, that show everyone else smashing life and leaving us to fester in our own sad little existence. So yeah, I imagine that this is pretty normal. And despite this slightly cynical tone so far, I don't actually think that that's necessarily a completely bad thing. If we see someone smashing it in a certain area of life, or at least appearing to be, as we know, there's not always a correlation between how people look like they're doing and how they're actually doing, it can be quite inspiring and motivating. Selfishly, I generally, some exceptions, really like seeing other people do well, as I find that it gives me a little bit more drive. Other people's successes can pave the way for us to go and do the same. This is a similar idea to the Bannister effect that you may have heard of. If not, in short, pre-1954, it was the general scientific consensus that running a sub 4-minute mile was physiologically impossible. Despite our best efforts, the human body simply wasn't capable of doing it. Then, on May the 6th, 1954, Sir Roger Bannister ran a mile in 3 minutes, 59 seconds and 40 milliseconds, and the game changed. Since then, what was once seen as impossible has now been achieved by around 2,000 different people. We see this all the time, and the exact same thing happened with Mount Everest. So, quite bizarrely actually, almost a year to the day before Bannister's efforts, on May the 29th, 1953, Sir Edmund Hillary and his Sherpa Tenzing Norgay, which, fun fact, is who the Tenzing energy drink is named after, they became the first people to reach the summit of Everest, despite people trying to do so for decades beforehand. Since then, just under 7,000 people have now done it. Thank you, Google. Basically, we see success and it can inspire us to up our own game. Of course, I'm not saying that all the subsequent achievers of these milestones were fueled by raging jealousy, but someone else being better at us than something can clearly be used in a constructive and positive way. So again, I do think that it can be a good thing. However, as I'm sure you saw coming, I'm sure that we've all felt jealousy can also be a not so good thing. It can spark off a range of other negative emotions, bitterness, resent, wanting others to fail, and generally feeling fucking miserable in ourselves, just to name a few. As they say, envy is the only one of the 7 deadly sins that doesn't feel good. So, probably not ideal. I like how, entrepreneur, investor, and General King of Zen, Naval Ravikant's take on jealousy. He says, I realized that all these people that I was jealous of, I couldn't just cherry pick and choose little aspects of their life. I couldn't say I want his body, I want her money, I want his personality. You have to be that person. Do you want to actually be that person with all their reactions, their desires, their family, their happiness level, their outlook on life, their self-image? If you're not willing to do a wholesale 24/7, 100% swap with who that person is, then there is no point in being jealous. Easier said than done, of course, but I think that that makes sense. Basically, it's impossible just to have all the good of someone's life without any of the costs. It's wanting that CEO's status and salary, but none of the stress, responsibility, rarely seeing the kids, and potential feelings of insufficiency that's driving them. It's wanting that Instagram influencer's rig, but none of the hours in the gym, bland diet, potential body dysmorphia, and insecurity and guilt that plagues them when they're not working out. It's wanting that pal's side hustle, but without the early rises, additional work on top of their day job, sacrifice of social plans, and potential desperate escape that they need from the rest of their lives. Now, obviously, I'm not saying that all of these types of people are driven by and face these exact challenges. However, I do think that there's always a significant and often unseen price that needs to be paid to be the person that we're jealous of. Which I suppose begs the question that the title of this blog post asks, which I won't say again to save you all my mispronunciation of the word ass. As I say, the goal of this post isn't to completely shit on jealousy as an emotion. As I said, I think if used constructively, I do think it can have, short-term at least, benefits. However, it can also, unhelpfully and pretty nonsensically, leave us feeling fairly miserable. When we think about the people that we're jealous of, we can often just think about the one or two strands of their lives that they selectively choose to show the world and completely neglect the rest of their existence. Though it's in this rest of their existence where we may find that the price that they need to pay for whatever it is that we're jealous of may actually not be one that we're willing to chin. Especially if you're as tight as some of my mates. Thank you very much for listening. Catch you next time.